Damn right, they shot first. It's Guardians of the Geekery. Yada, yada, yada. Hi, yes, this is Rogue Podcast number 3. This is Carol the Cat, and I'm here with...
Mia Miaklo.
And, you know, last time we did Girl Scout Cookies and Wine, which was all fun and good, and alcoholic.
We're switching it up!
We're switching it up. We're going non-alcoholic this time. This time we're going to pair shortbread with tea, because we're elegant fucking ladies.
Classy bitches.
That's right. Classy bitches, and don't you dare say otherwise,
ever. We like our tea.
We do like our tea. And I love my shortbread. So we're going to get started. Our first pairing is going to be Stella d'Oro. Did I pronounce that right?
Stella d'Oro is what I would say.
But Stella d'Oro.
She's not here to correct us.
So, bitch.
Well, give us free cookies. We didn't invite her.
That's true. But give us free cookies. Okay, so we're doing Stella d'Oro Lemon Starlet Shortbread with a Twinings Herbal Revive Tea. And the Herbal Revive Tea is an invigorating blend of zesty lemon and Chinese ginger.
Lemon on lemon.
Lemon on lemon. We are lemoning it up here. First off, I have to say this tea is very yellow.
It is. It's cloudy, too.
Yeah. I mean, I like this tea. I've had this tea before. I think we should probably, like, take a sip of tea first and then do it with the cookie.
Yeah.
Just so we can get a sip of the tea. My gosh, this is lemony.
It's like a lemon cough drop.
It is like a lemon cough drop. If you have a cold, this would be awesome.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, and now I got a touch of the ginger.
Yeah. So, touch of the ginger.
I've had a few touches of the ginger.
A new horror movie for my mags. Touch of the ginger. Okay, so now we're going to take the tea with the cookie. I'm actually going to dunk my cookie in my tea.
Mmm. Traditional shortbread style.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This reminds me of tea dueling.
It does. And I failed already because there's crumbs all over the place. The shortbread's really good. It's crumbly. And the lemon custard is sticky.
I like it.
But I do like it.
And I do like actually like the tea. I like the cookie, and then I like the pairing even better. This is
I thought it would be too lemony. But it's not.
I thought it was going to be too lemony too. Too much citrus.
But no, it really actually works quite well, and it's very refreshing. This would revive you very much.
She's feeling refreshed.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're going to move on to number 2. We just got, like, cups and cups of tea hanging around. Number 2, we're doing Pure Butter Walker's... Oh, I'm sorry. No, we're going down to Archway. Archway Specialties Mini Salted Caramel Shortbread. Say that 3 times fast. And Engage Your Brain Tea from Allegro Tea. This is a bright, refreshing, and invigorating tea. Contains caffeine.
Yes, this stuff does get me going in the morning. I love the Engage Your Brain tea. I like all the Allegro teas. I do like these shortbreads too, but I haven't had them together. So.
Okay, yeah, this is a black tea with cinnamon and lemon myrtle. This is a very good blend, actually. I like this tea too. And it's not like yellow. It's actually tea colored. So yeah, I really like that tea. By itself, it's just awesome. Incidentally, we're not sweetening any of these teas.
No, fuck that.
Yeah, I know. Don't ruin your tea.
This is damn good.
So, dunking the cookie. Oh, that is. So the cinnamon in the tea reacts really, really well with the salted caramel in the shortbread. That's yummy. And these shortbreads are really good, too.
This is absolutely divine.
Wow, we're 2 for 2. This is awesome.
Mm-hmm. We won.
Mm-hmm. We're going to have like a tea party.
I just did yesterday.
Oh, I wasn't here.
Well, the kids decided to play Play-Doh instead, which was fine by me. But that's what happens.
We'll have a tea party and invite Johnny Depp.
Oh, okay. We do have an ashtray now, so that's good.
That's good. Yeah, we'll need it. Okay. Moving on to number 3. Number 3 is my favorite shortbread, which is Walker's Pure Butter Shortbread. This is an actual shortbread. Shortbread, for anyone who makes shortbread, has four ingredients: flour, sugar, butter, and salt. And that's what Walker's shortbread has in it. The tea we're drinking with this is called Drink Me. It's from a company called Tea and Absinthe, which is a very great tea company.
How did you come by that?
I saw them at Dragon Con.
Ah.
And the tea
booth. It's con tea.
It's con tea, and it drugged me into their tea booth, and I ended up spending $80 in tea.
Oh, my.
And tea accessories, because they do tea accessories, too. This is a Chinese Sancha tea, and it's got brittle pieces. It's got little nuts in it. It's got pineapple chunks. It's got
when I was stuffing my tea slot that it's chunky.
It's chunky tea. It's chunky tea. It is a very odd color.
And I wish you could see my sloth just... Look at him. He's upside down now, or belly up.
Oh, he's gone belly up. And
I'm going to have to take a picture of that. Tea.
Under the tea. Okay, so...
This is not a musical podcast.
No, not by any stretch of the imagination. So, okay, we're going to take a sip of the tea first. This probably needs to brew a little bit more. Mine's kind of weak. But it's kind of a sweet tea.
I like it.
Yeah, it's kind of a sweet tea in and of itself because it's got the brittle pieces in it.
I taste the nuttiness. I hope that's not left over from the prior.
No.
I didn't get a palate
cleanser. There's nut pieces in the tea. This is probably my least favorite pairing, though. I like the tea and I love the shortbread. I don't necessarily think they go together, though.
Mm, I disagree. I really like this. It's very mild. Understated flavors, but
mm-hmm.
In the mornings, that's usually what I go for. I don't want something to just...
overpower you?
Here's some flavor. Bam!
Bam! I don't like tea! That. Tea brain! Okay. I mean, it's not terrible. I'm obviously eating the entire thing dunked in tea.
And these Walker shortbreads are the perfect texture
to dunk
your tea.
Mm-hmm.
They get good and moist and soak up.
Yep. That is a good tea, though.
Mm-hmm.
And good shortbread. So, not my favorite pairing, but not a bad pairing. And we're having a much better time than we did with the Girl Scout cookies and wine. We're not going, ugh! At it.
No gasoline.
Mm-mm. Okay, and for our last pairing, we have... Oh my gosh, Orinas? Is that Orinas?
Annas,
I'm sorry.
She can't read my writing.
Annas Almond Swedish Thins. And we're doing a Twinings Herbal Unwind, which is another caffeine-free one. It's got African honeybush and orange, mandarin orange in it. Another tea that I love. It's nice and fruity, and I love the honeybush. Mmm, that's a good tea.
That's my least favorite tea so far.
Hmm?
Even though I had this last night, and I liked it then.
I think we're getting...
Pickled tastes.
Tea. We're going from tea to tea, so it's like...
I should have had some water to sip.
Yeah, but...
Okay, now I got some more ginger, some more orange, so I like it.
Okay, so now we've got the Almond Swedish Thins. These are a very thin cookie.
Yeah, like a wafer.
Oh my gosh, okay. Yeah, that almost disintegrated in the tea.
Mm-hmm.
These probably aren't the best dunking cookies.
Not at all. You want a little bit of crisp flake. Do not dunk this.
Don't dunk it. It's like going to mush in my mouth. That's good.
No, this is not a success, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm not... I think it's the cookie.
I like a cookie by itself, but mm-hmm. with tea, it's just not...
This is more a milk cookie. It's almost graham crackery, so...
Yeah, there's a lot of graham cracker flavors here. I don't know that I would have it with milk. I think I would just have it by itself. Yeah.
Dunk it in hot chocolate, or have it with hot chocolate.
Ew.
No?
Too much sweetness.
So there you have it. What do we think our favorite pairing here is?
The favorite pairing? Oh, boy.
I'm edging toward our very first one with the lemon starlets and the lemon tea. That's really kind of a nice...
That's my second favorite. My first favorite is the
Engage Your Brain?
The Engage Your Brain tea with the Archway mini salted caramel shortbreads. Those flavors together were
amazing. I think those two were actually really great pairings. The other two aren't terrible pairings, although I still think I don't think you want to do tea with the almond Swedish thins. They're just too thin and you can't dunk them.
Nope. You just eat those up.
Yeah. So, but the Walker's Purebred, I think Walker's Purebred would probably go with any of these teas just because
it's just plain Jane.
It's plain Jane, but it's pure shortbread.
Mm-hmm.
So.
We had to pair it with something though.
Yeah. Or else
why not pair it with a Conti?
That's right. Conti is always good. So, and I do recommend the Drink Me from Tea and Absinthe. It's really actually good. You can see them, you can find them on teaandabsinthe.com. They do sell absinthe accessories too if you happen to drink absinthe.
Oh my, what would we pair with absinthe if we were to do another tasting?
Oh.
We must do our research.
I must do our research because that would be a very interesting pairing indeed.
That might be a very short podcast.
It'd be like 10 minutes and then we're hallucinating spiders on the walls. Okay, so there you have it, folks. We are going to sign off. As soon as I can find the button. I have problems with buttons. For anyone who listens to our podcast knows that I have problems with buttons. Wow, we kept this one short, under 12 minutes.
This is very short.
We weren't drinking alcohol.
So we didn't get a little chatty. Maybe we should have talked about our mugs.
We got a variety of mugs here.
We've got a cowfish mug that may or may not have been purchased. A Santa mug. We have this pretty ceramic green.
I got my Great Cat mug. My Renaissance Festival pumpkin orange mug, which is probably the most hideous mugs they ever made.
That's not an attractive mug.
Nice little flower mug and then a plain white mug.
But well, no, it's and not this, a, you know, proprietary mermaid coffee brand.
That we're drinking tea out of. So there. Okay, so that is it. We are going to sign off. We'll be back again with another Rogue podcast where we pair some strange thing with other some strange thing.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. Enjoy your day. Pow, 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 pow. Thank you for listening to Guardians of the Geekery. Pow, pow, pow. Find us on guardiansofthegeekery.com. Pow, pow, pow.